A careful read, or even a not so careful read, will clearly indicate that there is a huge difference between Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. Vayikra discusses the Mishkan. There's really no individuality in Sefer Vayikra. Certainly, the stories are almost minimal. We have just the Mekalel and Nadav and Avihu, and outside of that, there's a lot of law, and important laws, don't get me wrong. But there's something missing in terms of like where the person that matters is in the story. And then you come to Bamidbar and it opens up with counting. And it tells us it's really, really important that you count each individual person. People really, really do matter. And that's so much a theme within the Sefer Bamidbar experience. First off, we have lots of people, and we have lots of people by name. So we have to try to understand what exactly that means. And I think to understand that, one of the starting places is going to be a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to count the Jewish people, it was not just that Moshe Rabbeinu counted the people by Shevet, right? That was important. But he had to actually count each person by individual, by person. And how do you go about that? So you might think, okay, we've done this before. It's the Machtzis HaShekel model. What do? You go and get a Machtzis HaShekel per person, and you take that. And what do you do with it? You count up the Machtzis HaShekel, and you'll know, okay, well, this Shevet has X number of people, and this Shevet has Y and Z, et cetera, until you get it. No. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu actually had to go from tent to tent. And when he would come to the tent, either he would actually ask the people inside the tent, how many people are in your family? And there would be a recording of it. And perhaps even they had to come out and present themselves before Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, that is onerous to the extreme, but why does it matter? Why does the Medrash go so far as to say that's what happened? And why is it that would be the experience necessary? So Behalitzel has a beautiful, beautiful explanation where he says, you have to understand there is a difference between Vayikra and Bamidbar. See, in the world of Vayikra, you're talking about the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, in the temple, the person really does not matter. It's the totality of everyone together. That's what brings home everything. And interestingly, in Sefer Vayikra, we have a pasuk that tells us that's the source of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. In terms of Arevus, in terms of that we're all interwoven and guaranteeing one another, the idea is that I'm just a thread in the tapestry. By myself, if you pulled out that thread, it probably wouldn't matter. It probably wouldn't make a very big difference. But together, we create a certain beauty. But that's not what Bamidbar is about. Bamidbar is where we start the process of Kibush HaAretz. We're going to divide the land, and we're going to conquer the land. And in both of those experiences, yes, the soldier does matter. Each person is a human being that really, really, really matters. And therefore, we do count them. We count each one by name. We count each one by shevet. And we're giving them the message that you actually have inherent value, not as a person only, but as an individual. And you're not just part of the collective nation, but you're all together one and the same. I think that's a really profound message that's important for us to hear. In the religious experience, we come together, and by forming a minyan, we create a strength that takes our tefillos much higher. And yet, when it comes to something like war, we don't believe that you're just another soldier. When it comes to the land, we don't believe you're just another citizen. We believe that you really matter as an individual. And that is the gift that we give each of the Jewish people. Have a good day.